Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to another fucking episode. I'm on my grind right now. The time I'm recording this is May 4th, Thursday. I didn't go to school. No surprise there. I want to give you guys a little bit of life updates because I haven't done that in so long. And a lot of shit has happened. Like, in like the earlier, like, the beginning of the year, a lot of shit happened. Now things are just chill and name. But I'm gonna do something to spice up my life soon, so I'll tell you about that. But hey, it's me. Welcome back to another episode. The previous episode, I haven't even uploaded it yet. I'm on my consistency shit. Anyways, welcome back. I've said this like 3 times now. But I don't know what to say. Like, what do I usually say in my intros? Who would have thought we would have seen this day? I'm being consistent. Like, I'm recording this episode right now, and I haven't uploaded the Would You Rather episode yet, that one. And I think that's crazy. Like, I'm on my consistency shit. I've just been bored, to be honest. Yeah, I've been bored. So I decided to, like, just take a fucking break of, like, I was, like, because my mom's in the house. She's doing night. I'm so annoyed because, okay, you guys will find out sooner or later why. But she's doing night, so how her night schedule works is she does night for a full week, and then the next full week she's like off. So she's currently off, she's downstairs, and I was upstairs doing my work, and then I heard her downstairs, and I was like, oh, let me use the opportunity to record, because, I mean, like, I'm home alone. I mean, I would have been home alone if she was at work, and I would have recorded, but, you know, I'm not home alone. So I just wanted to, like, record, like, gonna answer some questions. It's been a long ass time since I've just kind of sat down and spoke about myself. Cause, yeah, I don't know. You know, answer some questions. Give you guys a life update. Tell you a story or two, maybe. I don't know. Like usual. Timestamps in the description. So, you know, I've said this like in almost every episode. So, you know the drill. You can go in there, dig for what you want to listen to. Also, like, sometimes, like, I'm gonna, like, kind of, like, lower my voice to hear when she stops talking, because the reason why I'm talking is because I can hear her talking downstairs, so I know, like, she can't hear me. But now, like, what if she's next to, like, outside my door, you know? So, like, just keep that in the back of your scalps, okay? Okay. I'm trying to think, like, where do I even start? Like, I don't even know, like, if I start with questions or, like, a life update, like, bruh. The last life update I gave was the story where I told on how Jude, codename for my boyfriend, basically got snuck in, and I haven't told the part two. In all honesty, I think I'm just going to delete the episode. Fuck! I'm deleting that episode, bruh. Like, I am deleting that shit. The reason why is because I do not have any intention to record the part two. The part two is so fucking long, bruh. Like, it is so long, and I have no fucking interest in telling that story. It's not even my fault, man. It's not even my fault. It's just too long. But I'm gonna tell a quick rundown of, like, what happened. Because I have just no interest in telling the story whatsoever. But a lot has happened, and I haven't told you because I'm like, oh, I can't tell you anything. I told the part two, and I haven't told the part two, which is why you guys have, like, no life updates, you know? Fuck. Do I just say it? I'm bored. I don't want to say it, though. It's too fucking long. Alright, you know what I'm going to do? Let me answer some questions, because, like, I have a short attention span. Like, questions are the way to go. I'm going to answer some questions. And then I am going to somewhere in the middle, like, tell the story when I feel like it. So let's answer some questions. Follow the spam. That's where I ask for the questions, because I don't talk on the main. But, let me plug the main real quick, because you can always just send your questions there, because the main is in private, so you can just like shoot a DM. You don't even have to text me. I mean, you don't have to request, because my second account's private. But anyway, the main account is debb.aje. Sweet, simple, easy to remember, easy to type. It's debb.aje. Simple. Send a question, send advice, send whatever you want me to speak on, any topics you want me to talk about. You know the whole ordeal. Or just like, if you listen to this on like Spotify, I know Spotify has the option where it's like you can leave a comment. Do that also if you want. I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't say this, so let me say it now. Rate the podcast 5 stars. I mean, you know you love it. You know you want to. You're just being an ass. And, you know, no one really likes an ass. Because, you know, that's where shit comes from. So if you do not rate this 5 stars, you're an ass. And that means everything you say is shit. Because shit comes out of an ass. I'm going to stop. Okay, first question. Does age matter? Now, this question, like, when I saw this question, I was like, I'm going to answer this one because I have a lot to say. Age? Shit. This is a controversial one. You know what? I don't even care, bro. Age does. I mean, like, shit. But the thing is, like, no one even cares. Like, no one even cares, bro. Like, you know that if an 18-year-old, like, has, like, you know, like, you don't know what's it is, secretarial something shit. It's, I know it. I just don't know the actual word, but I know there's something called secretarial, I don't want to, something like that, bro, which is basically when an adult has sex with someone under the age of 16. The age of consent. Yeah. So the age of consent, right? And basically it's like, even if you do consent to it, the law or the government feels as if you're not old enough to actually give consent. So like you could get an adult in jail. And I know so many people who are having sex with people who are over the age of 18. Like no one even, bro, another thing is, Americans, and I don't know if this isn't even racist or anything like this, bro. Americans, bro, 16-year-olds look like they're 18, like, bro, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, they look like they're 18, 18-year-olds look like they're 21, like, people do not look their age at all. You see someone, and it's like, oh, you 18, and next thing you know, this person's 13. Like, I don't know why, like, I've seen, like, people's Omegle videos before, and they come across a girl. Next thing, the girl's, like, 13, like, 15, like, what up, bruh? Like, what the fuck? And the thing is, a girl will lie about her age, let's be honest. Like, come on. A girl will lie about her age. Let's keep it a bug, like, Ice Spice wants it. Like, why would a girl, if a girl told her real age, like, no one would fuck with her. Like, depending on her actual age, because, like, I'm 15. I mean, my boyfriend knows I'm 15, but it's like, let's be real, I've lied about my age so many times. I feel like everyone has. So like, the thing is, age matters in like many different cases, because it's like, if the person is like not legally of age, there's certain things you can and cannot do. Another one is like, you know, I'm trying to sound smart, but I don't even know like what to say. But the thing is like, another thing about age is like, someone could be like a certain age but then lie to you about their age. So it's like, is it like, it's not, I mean, like, whose fault, like, is it like, technically, like, whose fault is, obviously it's the girl's fault for lying, but it's like, you could still get in trouble. I don't know if you can, if a girl like lies to you about her age and then like you find out that she's younger than she actually said she was, and then like, what, you gonna get in trouble? That's crazy. I feel like age matters, but it's kind of normalized to the point where it doesn't feel like, people don't feel like it matters. In my opinion, I don't even know. Because I'll be here saying like, oh, age matters. But it's like, if you're attractive, you're attractive. Like, first of all, I would never date someone or go for anyone younger than me. So that's the only case where I can say age matters. Like, that's the only case. Like, if you are younger than me, you don't have a shot, okay? You do not have a shot. I do not, bruh, I don't know how girls go for guys younger than them. Or even their age. I would never go for someone younger than me or my age. Like, maybe my age is like, if you're like, you know, if you, you know. And I actually fucked that, no. Because then it's like, we're the same age. Like, bruh, I'm immature, you're mature. Like, you know, it's just, And the thing is now, like, we both in the same boat, you know? Let's say it's like, on my birthday, I want something. And you there getting, like, pocket money or something. I'm getting pocket money. But it's like, you shouldn't be getting pocket money too. Now it's like, when it's like, this is, bro, these are the type of people that are gonna like tell you to split the bill when you guys go out, because like, you guys are the same age. It's just like, I want someone mature, you know. I want someone, kids my age, like, nah, didn't someone your age, maybe if I was like older. Oh bro, if I was older, I would definitely go for someone my age, obviously. I didn't even think about it like that, but I'm like 15. I would never date someone my age. Ain't no ways, bro. I would never date a guy my age, because it's like, they dumb as hell. Like, all the boys in my class are dumb. Like, they just like, they, how do I say this, they are attracted to girls for like the wrong reasons. They just dumb, to sum it up. So it's like, guys, kids, boys, teenage boys are just they're not mature, you know. So age, when it comes to like that, yeah, age matters, you know. I wouldn't date someone younger than me. Ain't no fucking ways. To make it even like worse, if they're shorter, ain't no ways. I do not know how girls go for guys younger than them. That just, it just doesn't click. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, why would you want that? I mean, hey, baby girl, do you? But me personally, I would never. So, like, yeah, I guess. I didn't even give, like, a solid answer, because I don't even know. I feel like age should matter, but, like, people don't really treat it like it does. Like, you know, you could get, like, in serious trouble if you were someone who you're not supposed to be with. But people don't even, like, look at it like that. It's just like, oh, you fucking me, I fuck you. If I find you attractive, you're attractive. But, like, if you're younger than me and I find you attractive, I will see you as a baby. And that's why it's, like, I just will not, like, it's not gonna work, baby boy. So, that's my take on that famous question, does age matter, Next, do girls get turned on by dick pics? This is wait, did I answer? Oh, yeah, I think I did answer this in, like, the previous episode with the Would You Rather one. We're talking about, like, I personally, and I feel like I speak for a lot of girls, I don't get turned on by dick pics. I don't know why anyone gets turned on by nudes in general. Like, I don't know. Okay, wait. Pause. Girls' bodies are hotter than guys. Okay, just pause. Because then it's like, I saw this account, like, you know, there's, like, those freaky accounts that, like, be posting, like, freaky ass pictures and shit. Like, so this guy requested to follow my account, and his profile picture was, like, a girl. Like, it looks like she was, like, you know, like, in the middle of sex or something, because, like, her face and, like, I can, it's just, like, a hand, like, pulling her hair and shit. Like, she's, like, laid on a couch. It's, like, I mean, you could, like, go through my following and try and find the account. Obviously, I'm not going to say the username. And the person requested my account, and I was like, what the fuck is this? So I requested so that I can, like, see, like, who it is. And I went through this person's following, and I'm just seeing, like, I don't even know, like, how to put this in an appropriate way. I'm just seeing stuff. Like, I'm seeing stuff, okay? It's not even the first time, like a freaky type of account followed me. There was another account, and it's, like, the profile picture is, like, a shadow. And the shadow is, like, a girl giving a guy head, but it's the shadow of that action. So you can see that she's giving him head, but it's a shadow, the shadow bit. And I was like, where are y'all even finding me? Is it because of my username? Because it's not even that bad. If my username was Dilf's Lover, that is my username. Bro, listen to me. My username is Dilf's Love Her, like Dilf's Love Me, like Dilf's L UVHER, like Dilf's Love Me. My username is not Dilf's Love Her. Like, no, it's not Dilf's Lover. It's Dilf's Love her. There's a big difference. If my username was Dilver, L-O-V-E-R, like lover, like that's my lover, then I would be like, okay, because that's me implying that I love Dilfs, you know? Like, I'm a Dilfs lover. But my username is Dilfs Love Her. Like, Dilfs Love Me. So it's like, I don't know why people are getting the wrong impression. Like, it's Dilfs L-U-V-H-E-R. Like, Dilfs Love Me. Which is low-key kind of true, because, like, older men love me. I don't love them back. I'm just saying they love me. Like, why are people getting that shit twisted? Bruh, what the? But, what now? I even forgot what I was talking about. But anyways, I forgot. Oh, girls' bodies, bruh. Okay, so like I was saying, so I'm scrolling to this guy's following, and I'm seeing a lot of these accounts are, like, private, but I'm seeing, like, the profile pictures. I'm like, damn, bruh. Some of them aren't private. And I click his story. I'm going through it. He posted a reel, you know, IG Reels. It's a video of, like, a girl, like, I don't even know how to describe it. She's just, like, laying on her back. And, like, the person taking a video is, like, taking a video of her back and shit. And I click the, tap the reel thing, and it takes me to the reel. And I go on the account, and I'm seeing just ass. There's no way to sugarcoat. I'm just seeing ass. And I'm scrolling. I mean, I'm a girl, bro. Like, I love to admire beautiful stuff. Like, as a beautiful person, I like to see beautiful things. And I'm just looking like, shit, bro, girls are beautiful. Like, okay. Like, I feel like with nudes, bro, nudes for girls and guys will, like, never be fair. Like, a guy can just take a nude, like, with him just there in his bed. But, like, with it, when it comes to girls taking nudes, that shit is not easy at all, bro. You gotta get the lights in. You gotta, like, there's different types of nudes. Like, you can have, like, a whole setup where you're trying to make your nude look, like, sexy, you know? And then there's just the nude where it's, like, you just bust out your boobs and just take a pic. There's a time where you can also take videos. Like, bro, taking nudes for girls and guys will never be, like, equivalent. This is why it's so annoying when guys are like, oh, send nudes. Like, bro, it can take you 5 seconds to take a nude, but I promise you it will never, ever take a girl 5 seconds to take a nude. I promise you. That shit will... It will never, like, take you 5 seconds to take a nude. Like, first of all, you have to find the light... Not the light, in the angle. Bro, angles, when it comes to nudes, angles are everything. Like, the angles can make your nudes look, like, a lot worse or, like, a lot better. The angles is everything. Like, also you having, like, the body is also, like, contributes. But with guys, it's just, like, a guy can just, like, whip out his dick and it's, like, and then it's, like, that's the picture. Like, that's the picture. Like, it doesn't even... You don't even, doesn't even, you don't even gotta do much, you know, it's just there, you don't even gotta, it's just there. And the thing is, like, a guy's dick is far away from his face, so it's like, you can just, like, be in bed and just take your pants off and take a pic, but a girl's boob is, like, closer to her face than a guy's dick is to his face, so now it's, like, trying to find the right angle. Now it's, like, do you want your face to be included or not? Now it's, like, bro, But anyways, back to what I was saying about the account. I don't know why I'm talking about nudes now. Don't know how we even got there. But back to what I was saying, bruh. Girls are beautiful. Like, I have never seen, like, a guy's nude that's, like, shit. Like, I'm a girl and I'm not into girls. But, bruh, the pictures that I've been seeing of girls, you know, that shit has me like, damn, you know? Like, damn. Like, I've never seen a guy's, I mean, nothing that it's like, oh, wow. But girls, okay, like, maybe, like, once or twice, but the ratio, I see, like, way, so many girls, bro, girls are just the shit. Girls, I don't even know how to say it, like, it's just, it's beautiful, it's a beautiful piece. Like, bro, guys are so judgmental on girls, too. Like, oh, her ass is flat, oh, her boobs are small, like, do you have abs? You have money? Do you have... Is your... Bro, another thing I want to talk about. Shit. Guys. Bro. Oh my god. Guys have the same hairstyle for months. Maybe even years. And then have the audacity to talk about girls' hair. Or like... This is why it's like... maintenance and like... What's the word I was thinking of? just like, just basically having like good hygiene is not something that only girls should practice. Like, bro, guys be like, for example, like, oh, I want my girl shaved. But have the bushiest, most junglest, like, I know junglest is like not a word, but like, they just, it's like, they have balls and then there's like a hair ball. So they have like three balls, two actual like testicles and then a hair ball. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like guys have expectations that they don't even meet up themselves. And it's like, bro, what? Does that even make sense? Like, a guy can be like, oh, I want my girl shaved. But you don't shave any part of your body. You got a big-ass beard looking like, I don't even know, Santa. Your chest is just full of hair. Your hands is like Bigfoot. Your legs are just so hairy. Like, your whole body is hairy. He's like, oh, I want my girl shaved. I want my girl shaved. Oh, no. Your armpit hair is just, it's just, you could even braid it. Like, it's just like, how do you have an expectation you can't even meet? Like, but it never ever makes sense to me. Or like another one is, I be watching videos and sometimes like a guy can be like, oh, she's flat as fuck, or on and out. They commented on a girl's body, but it's like, okay, but like, look at you, bro. A lot of these guys, they like, okay, but like, look at your body, you fucking burger looking body. Like, you look like a meatball. You know, if you want to talk on a girl, you gotta make sure, like, head to... Bro, first of all, why are you talking on a girl? That's for... Like, that's the first interaction. Like, wait. Nothing is, like, I'm not valid... Like, I'm not saying, like, how do I say this? Even if you look a certain way, you shouldn't be talking about girls. That's the first thing. Like, whoa. Second of all, even for you to have the audacity to want to talk about a girl, you need to make sure you're looking sharp, you know? Like, bro, another thing is, guys be talking about a girl's hair not being done. But their hair, first of all, they have the same hairstyle since they were born. Second of all, if you're someone who has like twists or dreads, the dreads, they don't even look like dreads anymore. They just look like, I don't even know, like an afro and tiny braids. Like, it doesn't even look like hair anymore. Like, guys, even they have like, you know how they have like taper fades and like, you know, like they fix up their hair. Some guys, like, I don't even know. They just... That's what I was actually thinking of the other day, because there's this girl in my class whose hair is not done, like, and it hasn't been done for so long, and I heard these boys talking about it, and I'm just there like, bro, you guys have had the cut that you have since the first time I met you, which was, like, 2 years ago, especially if you're a guy that has, like, brush cut, like, all you do is get brush cuts. If you're a guy that has like a taper fade, all you do is just fix up your hairline. If you're a guy that has dreads, that's even worse. Listen to me, I like dreaded, but my point is, guys want it like, oh, her hair isn't done, but you have the same hairstyle since God only knows when. If you're a dreadhead, you'll be growing out your dreads and shit like that, so it's like you have the same hairstyle forever. Like, unless you like what's that guy, NLE Chopper? We all know in an HR had dreads, and then he cut his hair. You see what? That's what I'm saying. Two different hairstyles. Some other, like, there was probably guys out there who would have been like, yo, why'd he cut his dreads? That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like if for guys to want to talk on girls, it's like, you need to also, like, switch up your hair, you know? Because, like, another thing is, like, hair can, like, make someone more attractive or, like, less attractive. So it's like, cut your hair. Let's see if you're still attractive, bro. Let's, because NLE Chopper is still attractive. Like, when he first cut his dreads off, I was like, what the fuck? Like, why did he do this? But now I'm like, okay, you know, you're doing your little thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're still fine, you know? Like, you're still doing your thing. Some guys' dreads, bro, oh my days. It's like, it's just so, like, it's just scary. Like, switch up your hair also. Like, you guys be wanting girls to, like, always have her hair done. Also, you have your hair done. Like, if you want, like, dye your hair or something. If you want, like, cut your dreads. If you want, I know cutting your dreads are, like, crazy. But it's, like, how long do you expect to have dreads for the rest of your life? And then you there having the same dreads that you've had since, I don't know, grade 5. And then you want your girl, like, switching her hair out, like, every month. Like, the fuck? This is why it's also, like, low-key, like, guys should be paying for girls' hair. I'm just saying, like, hair is expensive. Whether it's wigs, whether it's braids, whether it's anything, just to get your hair done is more expensive than any guy's haircut. And the thing with the guy's haircut is, like, girls do their hair more than guys do their hair. So it's like, if a guy's haircut is like $50 and a girl's is like $100, a guy's probably gonna like cut his hair like, how many times is he even gonna do that shit? Like, how often do guys even like cut their hair? I'm speaking based off the people I be seeing. So if anyone feels like what I'm saying is inaccurate, then it's not my fault. I see musty people. Like, I'm speaking based off what I see. So it's not even my fault that I see what I see. It's not my fault. It's not my fault, guys. Don't attack me. If you feel attacked, then you're one of them. You're one of the people I'm talking about. It's just like, I just don't get it. Or like, oh, I want my girl to always have her toes done. I want my girls to always have her nails done. You guys know that guys can also do their nails. Not like do it, like actually like do it. But I'm saying like pedicures. Fuck, not pedicures. Like, I've seen it before where they like just have their nails cleaned and stuff like that. Like, guys can also take care of themselves, bruh. It's just like, bro, guys don't take care of themselves. And they're like talking about girls so much. And it's like, guys should also look clean. Guys should also like take care of themselves. Guys should wash their balls. Like, I'm not speaking through experience. I've never met a guy with like dirty balls before, but I'm just saying, like, for example, like, you can't be there talking about like, oh, I want my girl shaved, but like half of your body's covered in hair, and it's not even like proper, it's just hair that's just growing, and it's not even like getting like taken care of, it's not even trimmed, it's just a bush. Every feature on your body just has bush. It's just a bush. You know, it's just a bush. Bro, guys also have hairy fucking legs. And obviously, I know it's like a manly feature, I guess. Not like, I mean, I don't care if your legs are shaved or not. But it's like, sometimes, you know, you can't let your hair get too long, bro. Like, what are you growing your foot, your leg hair out for? Shit's weird as hell. I literally spiraled into that topic or... Yeah, but I just like just remember that I was thinking about it the other day. Like, guys, literally, this other guy, bro, this guy used to be like my crush. Not a crush, but I'm like, you know, he attractive or whatever. He was this dreadhead. He dyed his dreads brown. I'm like, you know, you're fine. You know, he's fine. And there's a guy in his friend group that had a crush on me, but then there's the guy that had a crush. Like, it was this group of guys, right? And two of the people in that group, I knew one of the person, I knew the other one, approached me and told me that someone else wants to talk to me. And this is like a long time ago. Not like a long time ago, like too long ago, but I'm still in the same high school. So the guy I'm talking about is still there. When I say a long time ago, not recently. And the guy was too pussy to approach me himself, right? And basically, the guy that wanted me is in the same group as the guy that I thought was attractive. Like, I'm not saying I would go for him. But, I mean, he's good looking, you know? And that was, like, in term one. And term one is January to March. And then April, which is term two, go to school. This guy has his hair dyed black. And he has, like, twists. I was like, oh, fuck. You know, like, you alright? Like, I didn't even recognize him at one point. My friend was talking to someone else that he was walking with, and I was like, oh my god, that's the guy I thought was attractive. I don't even know what his name is. But I was like, damn. I mean, you're still fine, I guess. You're not as attractive as I thought you were. But it's like, there's also this other guy that has, like, an afro, and then from time to time he, like, braids his hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, switch it up, you know? Like, you know? And he's fine. He only fine when his hair is braided. Like, when his hair's in an afro, I don't know if he doesn't afro it properly or do it properly, but when his hair's braided, he looking sharp. Looking sharp as hell. Still wouldn't go for them, though, but I'm just, like, saying, he looking sharp. Anyways, don't know how we got into that. Okay. Oh, this one's fine. This one's fire. Okay, next question. Why do girls say they don't want gifts but expect it? Again, I'll be speaking like based off like you know, like from my point of view. I feel like the thing is, asking and getting is not like as genuine as not asking and getting, if that makes sense. Like, if I ask for something and I get it, obviously I'm gonna be like, wow, I got what I asked for, nah, nah, nah. But it's like, I asked for it. So if I don't ask for something and you get it for me, it's like, damn. I was about to say fuck, but I was like, I need to stop cussing a lot. You know, it's just like, obviously both are like still like, oh my God, like, oh my God. My throat. I don't get it twisted, like, both, oh my God, my phone was fell. I don't get it twisted, they both, obviously, like, wow, you know, if someone gives me a gift, whether I ask or not, it's still like, oh my God, you got me a gift. But in any case, just, like, not even just with gift giving, like, just with anything, if you ask for something, you get it, it's still going to be like, wow, but it's like, yeah, but I asked for it. So it's like, did you get me because you wanted to, or did you get it because I asked for it? But if someone gives you something and you didn't ask for it, it's like, you got it for me because you wanted to give it to me, or you felt like I needed it, or I wanted it, or something like that, which is just more genuine. So it's like, oh my God. You know, think of it like with an apology. If someone does you wrong and you ask for an apology and they give it to you, it's like, well, okay. I mean, I kind of asked for it. But if they do without you asking, it's just like, wow, you know, with anything, honestly, just doing that asking, it's like, okay, we see you. Okay, we see you. It also kind of means like, damn, you probably thought about me, huh? Okay, I see you. Another thing is, I'm not the type that likes to ask for gifts. Maybe it's just me, man. Or I just like, I don't also want to say like, I want a specific gift, you know? Like, I don't want to be like, oh, I want this. So it's like, this is why, like, on my birthday or on, like, a special day, it's so annoying. Because, like, what do you want? And it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't even like asking for gift. I don't like asking for anything. I want it, but I don't like asking. Because, like, first of all, I don't want to feel like, I don't want to feel like, oh, yeah, I want this. I want that. And now it's like, okay, if they don't get it for me, like, I just don't like asking. And also, I don't want to be like, oh, I want this. I want this. Like, I don't want anything specifically. Just, like, give me something that you think I would like. Don't be a goofy man. I don't really know what else to say. Why do girls hold grudges? Probably because it's like, you know what? Oh my God. So for English, like, in term one, we had to do a speech. And one of the topics was, do you believe in the concept of forgive and forget? And I said, no. And I wrote my speech with, no, I don't believe it. And this kind of, like, what is, like, why do girls hold grudges? Because I feel like sometimes, like, kind of, like, do you believe even, like, forgive and forget? And I said no, because it's, like, you need to understand that everyone has a conscience. Like, you know, everyone knows what, like, people know what they're doing. You know, like, sometimes, yeah, maybe someone can do something and not, like, intentionally try and hurt you. But it's, like, at the same time, you should know that, all right, is this mean or not? Like, you know, we all know what's good, what's bad. We all know what's kind, what's not. We all know what's mean, what's not mean. You mean, like, we know what, like, don't be dumb. You know? Like, this is why it's kind of, like, why I feel like don't really believe in the concept. Like, I don't really like the concept of forgive and forget. Because it's, like, people know what they're doing when they did it. And even if you didn't know, you're not retarded. Like, you do people still get, like, bashed for saying the word retarded? Like, my mom says it all the time. So, like, what's going to happen now? But anyways, my point is, like, I feel like that's probably, like, for me personally, if someone did me wrong, the last thing I'm going to do is just, like, just forgive and forget. Like, and also another reason, I remember, like, these are the points I made in my speech. Another thing is what you're going to go through based of, like, what they did. You can't, like, kind of, you can't, like, how do I say this? Like, let's say someone did you wrong and now you're there, like, you know, yeah, you're there, like, I don't wanna, you know, you're self-harming yourself, you know, someone just did you wrong or people do you wrong or something and it hurts you and, you know, it's taking a toll on you, you're there, it's damaging you. You can't just forgive people for what they put you through, basically is what I'm saying. Like, for example, if someone cheats on you and you're there crying every night, you're there not eating for weeks, then, like, you can't let all that you went through just, you can't just forgive someone for putting you through that, basically what I'm saying. So that's why for me, I feel like if I were to hold a grudge on something, that's why. But if it's nothing big, then it's like, okay, come on now, it's not that deep. But then again, you can't tell someone what's deep or not. Like, if you do someone wrong, to you, it may not be that deep, but to them, it's like, okay, that was deep to me, though, so can't really, you know. But in some cases, like, yeah, it's not that serious. But then, like, if it's something that hurts me, I'm not gonna just forget about it. I mean, even if I wanted to, I couldn't. So that's why for me, like, in certain cases, if I were to hold a grudge, that's why I would hold a grudge. Because it's like, I can't just let that go. Especially, like, what it put me through. And also, it's like, you knew what you were doing. And hopefully, I probably spoke up about it. And if I did speak up about it, that's even worse. Because then it's like, then I told you how I feel about it. And you kept doing it. Now that's where you can hold as many grudges as you want. If you speak to someone about something and they still do it, oh, fuck no, baby. Nah. Bro, you better pack your shit and get the fuck out. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's any type of relationship. Hell no. Hell no, babe. Okay, I'm not going to try and sing. Or maybe, like, they just feel, like, misunderstood or, like, unheard. Or they feel like their point isn't, like, oh, you know what another thing is? Have you ever, like, tried? I'm a girl, so when I speak from, like, a girl's point of view. So if you're a guy listening to this, just, like, obviously think of it from, like, a guy's point of view. But have you ever, like, spoken to someone about an issue and they're just, like, oh, okay, oh, I'm sorry, oh, no. And you can tell that this person doesn't understand how deep this means to you. Or, like, have you ever, like, communicated about a problem or something? Or you, like, type a paragraph or something, and it's like, oh, I understand. And they're like, oh, yeah, oh, I get it. Oh, sorry. Oh. You know, they don't give, like, an actual response that shows that they actually, like, are trying to understand or they understand what you're saying. They just are like, okay. Or they just the type to be like, oh, you're being sensitive, but okay, it's fine. You know, sorry about that. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm like, they feel misheard. They feel like you're not getting how deep it actually is to them. And that's annoying, honestly. If someone does me wrong and I'm trying to... Bro, that's happened so many times. And it's so annoying because they don't fucking understand. They're like pigs. I didn't mean to say pigs. I meant to say sticks. Like, they're just dumb. Like, if I'm explaining something to you and you're not getting how the problem is... You don't understand why it's a problem while I'm explaining it to you. It's just like, oh my god, might as well go and talk to a wall at that point, because it's just so annoying. And even the response just doesn't feel like they actually understand, like, what, like, the actual, like, how deep what they do really is, and they just don't take it seriously. So that's my take on that, you know what I mean? Damn, this can be like, it's just like, I remember I once did, like, a boys episode, like a, what was it called? I don't even remember. Oh, TMI guy talk, something like that. Where I answered questions guys would, like, want to know about girls. So you can go look for that if you're a guy and you want to know more about girls or something. And shit like that. Maybe this will be another episode of that. I don't know. Okay? I don't know, guys. I don't know. I'm just answering questions. I don't even know what this episode is even going to be about. I don't even know what. I don't know. Okay? There, I said it. I don't know. Oh, fuck, man. My throat. Well, yeah, maybe I should, like, section that, like, you know, that's, like, relationship type questions. Let me answer, like, because I can see some more, like, personal questions, which I chose, like, not to answer. And I can see I'm getting closer to those. So, let's get into those personal questions. Damn, bro, I love this podcast, but damn, my throat. Okay, let's answer some personal questions, because I just love talking about myself. First one, how do you come up with topics? I don't know if I've ever answered a question like this before, but I don't have a specific way I come, like, right now, I don't even know what this episode is. Okay, let me actually think. Oh, fuck, you know what I should have done? I should, like, go on my podcast, like, load up my podcast, and basically explain how I came up with each episode. Topic, how I came up with. You know, if anyone wants to, like, start a podcast, then I can give you tips. But, yeah, I should do that, actually. That's, like, a fun thing to do. Okay, I'm going to push that question to the end. But, okay, do it now? No, I'm going to push it to the end so that I can, like, get out questions now. And we'll push that to the end. So, stay tuned for that. Like, again, stamped in the description. Kind of pause to, like, catch my breath. Next question. Let's get hyped, guys. Let's get hyped. Life update. So, like I said, I need to fill you guys in on a lot of stuff before I could give you, like, a current life update. Because, like, I feel like my life updates, like, if I were to tell you a story now, it wouldn't make sense unless I told you, like, a story that happened, like, yesterday or something. So, like, for me to tell you what happened today, I have to tell you what happened yesterday. And it's like, I still have to fill you guys in on what happened, like, back in January. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, I want to, but I just, my interest is just, like, I don't have the desire to, but I should. I will. But a little life update. It's term two, it's exam season. Yeah, let me tell you guys a little secret. Something I've been planning since like January is to run away. Temporarily, fuck, oh my God, I hate saying that word, temporarily run away. Just to, like, you know when your parents are like, oh, you can't do this under my roof, you can't blah 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 under my roof, you know, like, just to temporarily, like, you know, to stay with a friend, go out, go see June, you know, just do a little thing too, you know what I'm saying? But if all goes to plan, then next week, Thursday night, I'm gonna pull that off. Obviously, I'll inform you guys about it. This was supposed to happen like so long ago, but shit just kept happening again. Why I say I need to fill you guys in. Maybe I'll try and, like, when I'm done the questions, I'll, like, do us, like, something about my life. Like, wow, for the first time, I just have no interest in talking about myself. But that's fun. I'm at home right now. Great. I don't know what to say. Life update over. What? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. What's happened? What's. Okay, what the fuck? What happened with Jude? Okay, y'all. Since everyone just wants to be my fucking business. So, Jude and I are fine. We talked it out. Communication is key in every relationship. That's the key to a successful relationship. Communication is the key that opens the door to a this is so corny. Communication is the key that opens the door to a healthy and long-lasting relationship. There you have it. Communicate about a problem. Communicate about how you feel. Communicate about how this one's action affected you. Blah blah blah, blah, and you will get through it. So yeah, we spoke about it. We're still together. Power couple, he is still leaving in August though. And yeah, the reason why we initially wanted to break up was because he was leaving, and you know, it's like, I don't know if you guys know that BoJack quote. I found it on TikTok. I've watched BoJack, but it's like he was saying, like, oh, is it worth it to be happy for a little bit, even though it ended up sad, or would it have been better if the whole thing didn't happen? Which is kind of like what's happening with June and I. Like, would it have, would, is it better for us to, like, still be together, knowing that he's gonna leave later in August, which means that we, like, have to break up later in August? Or would it be better if we just, like, break up now? Basically what happened. So initially we were gonna break up now because, you know, obviously we're still gonna, like, see each other and, like, make more memories, which may make the breakup later in August, like, a lot harder. But you know, I mean, like, I was like, I mean, I don't want to sound like a pussy, but you know, it makes me happy. So you know, when he wasn't, when we were going through that, it was fucking me up, and later found out it was fucking him up mentally. He just, like, I don't want to, like, read his text, what he said, but yeah, we decided we're gonna stay strong. Sebi's the name. You wanna know why Sebi's the name? Because Sebi is my name and his name together. That's a little hint for you. So now you know his name starts with a C. Because his code name is Jude, but that's not his actual name, niggers. Negroes! Oh my God. The Chris Tyson thing. Oh my God. I don't even know if that's his last name, bruh. Bro, how do people know what this guy's last name is? Like, where did you guys find this out? I just knew him to be Chris. But for those who don't know, I feel like we all know. Okay, we all know Mr. Beast. That's for sure. We all have heard him before, at least. So Mr. Beast has a friend, and someone's also in his, like, team. I don't know. He has a friend. His name is Chris. And Chris was a man and is now undergoing surgery to become a woman. He is going transgender. And obviously, you know, people are all about, you know, being yourself, being happy, and they were happy for it. They would be typically happy for him. But the problem was when so Chris has a wife. So Chris was married. You can hear me saying was, because he divorced his wife. So Chris, who was once a man, had a wife and a kid, and he divorced his wife. And people felt like he did all of this because, you know, he divorced his wife because he's becoming a girl. So, and they felt like he was abandoning his child. And there's nothing wrong with his transformation. It's just the fact that he has a wife and a child. Like, forget the wife. Like, he has a child. And people felt like he was, like, abandoning his child. But, bruh, you need to realize that Chris doing this is not going to make him just abandon his child. Like, people are saying his child's going to grow up with no father figure. Blah, 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 blah. Who does have a fucking father figure in this world? Like, y'all want to talk about Chris. Let's talk about you. Like, where's your father? Because I still have my dad. He's at work right now, but my dad's still in my life. Like, I'm in his house. Like, where's your dad? Like, you guys talking about Chris's child not having a dad. Like, it's about having loving parents or having a loving parent. It doesn't have to do with, you know, the gender. Like, I know a girl on TikTok who has two dads, and now Chris's child is going to have two moms. Like, fuck, it's not even your family. Like, people are so obsessed with Chris. Like, they're just so obsessed with social media in general. Like, bro, go and start your family and, like, talk about that. Since you're so obsessed with families, like, oh, my days. Oh, my days. Someone's like, bro, you never coming back to YouTube. I am coming back, guys, okay? Trust me, I'm more into it now because, like I said, next week I'm planning on... You know, the thing with YouTube I'm thinking of is I want to come back with like more sit down videos, because the thing with sit down videos is I feel like any YouTuber can say this, they're so much easier to edit, so much easier to film, so much easier to, like, I can record a sit down video in like 20 minutes, but if I'm doing like a all nighter, it's like for the whole night, like the whole hours of the night I'm gonna be recording, or like a morning routine, it's not gonna just take me like 10 minutes, you know. Sit down videos are like just so much chill, so much easier to edit. The camera isn't moving every 5 seconds. So I don't know which video to even come back with. Like, what do I even come back? Or do I just come back with like a regular video? I don't know. But I'm gonna try. Like, I really want to come back, especially because like next week I'm gonna be like, you know, all over the place. You know, I'm gonna be taking videos. Like, another thing is like a camera. Like, I want like a proper camera, like a good like phone to take a video, like to take the video on, because I'm gonna be using my phone in the video, so like what's gonna be recording me. So that's why it's like just a lot. But I do want to come back, guys. Fuck, I do want to come back. Like, trust me, I want to come back. Oh my god. Is that what you want to hear? Damn, someone's like, why have you been consistent? Oh wait, they said, why have you been consistent and why aren't you? Okay, that's great. That's actually a good one, Loki. Okay, so I've been consistent because I've been bored as shit. I've been consistent because the thing with me and being inconsistent is it's not like I want to be inconsistent. I just record when I have the time. So if today, if this month I can like be free like 5 times and you get like 5 episodes, but if the next month I just barely have the time to, or an opportunity to, then that's the fucking, that's how the cookie crumbles. Like, I don't know why, like, I do want to record as much as I can, but, like, I have a life, I have school, I am dying inside my body. Like, I feel like I'm slowly spiraling into a hole that I cannot get out of. And, you know, I have my own shit going on, I have my own life going on, you know, school is shit, and I go there every day. I feel like shit when I'm there. The house low-key makes me feel like shit, too. So it's like, there's no escape. Like, home is an escape from school, and school is an escape from home. So, like, I'm going through my shit, you know. When I have the time to record, I do. So that's why I've been consistent, because I've been having the time. I don't, you know, what to say there. And that's why whenever you see me being inconsistent, that's why. It just means I'm busy. Or, like, maybe the house is just full. So it's, like, difficult to record when the house is, like, full. Sometimes I just forget, like, but sometimes then again, it's like, I have time, but it's like, I also need to, like, have me time, you know, I can't just be so glued to this podcast, like, I need me time too, so I don't literally spiral into a hole and die, like, I do need time to breathe and live and move and, like, you know, do human stuff, not just sit here and record. Isn't that's just me. That got deep. What the hell? That was damn. What the fuck? Incoming episode. Nosy ass motherfucker. Like, I don't want to ruin it though. Like, I feel like maybe that's also another reason why I'm okay. I don't think so. Well, I have a bunch of episodes planned. Well, I did, but I thought I had a lot of episodes, but then I looked at them and I was like, wait, I don't want to record any of these. But I do have episodes planned. But okay, I don't want to like ruin it, but let me like tell you guys like one of the episodes. I feel like I have though. Yeah, I have. What the fuck? No, let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Let me go fucking find this shit. Let me see. Okay, let me tell you one of the episodes I've planned. Basically, an episode that like I'll just be like embarrassing myself. Like the thing is, like these episodes that I have written down that I may film, I mean record. But that doesn't mean it's gonna be like an episode. Like I may be like, okay, I actually hate this idea. But like basically, like I'm just gonna tell like embarrassing stories and shit like that. Sounds boring when I say it, but trust me, it's fuck off. Oh my god. Oh no. Nah. I have to go back to these shitty questions. Oof, I love this one. Old socials. I'm assuming you want me to like plug on my socials. I don't do that in every episode, so this is great. But I don't even, I'm like going through my phone. I don't even have like that many socials like that. Okay, my Snap is SUCCMY.D. It's suck my D. Don't even ask questions. I didn't even mean, I just wanted my, because my name starts with D. Like my initial is D. So I wanted like my Snap to have something to do with D. Because like to have my initial included. So that's. There you have it. That's my Snap. Add me on Snap if you want. It's SUCCMY.D again. Cute. YouTube. I kind of changed my username because, you know, like I'm working on my YouTube and shit. So I don't even know what my name is. My IG. Something does have a bunch of accounts, so I'm trying to think like which what do I want to do. Like I already plugged my main account, and I'm gonna say it again. My main account is debb.aje. I'm on IG now, so if you hear me like getting distracted, that's why. Okay, so I'm working on like a third spam account because like I want to like just like make another account, you know what the fuck. So I want to make another account. So my third spam account is Lord Debbie. So this is a new account. It's been made like a while ago. I just didn't say anything because I haven't done anything. But I want to like, you know, make a new spam. It's Lord. It's Lord and Debbie, but with three D's. Because, you know, Lord has one D and then Debbie has another D. So there's like a third D. So it's L-O-R-D-D-D. Wait. L-O-R-D-D-D-E. BBY, Lord Debbie, with three D's, basically. And you know the second account, Dilfs Lover, Dilfs LUVHER. This guy, like, has me on delivered right now. I'm on my IG. I'm on scene. I'm gonna give this guy a few hours. If he doesn't message me, bro, this guy, I'm removing him from my spam. Fuck this guy. Yeah, but that's my IG, my TikTok account. I haven't posted on TikTok in a minute, cause like, what is it supposed? But like I said, next week, hopefully, I'm gonna be making a lot of TikToks. So my TikTok, I think my TikTok is like Debbie's Dead. I don't think I've changed the username, but when I start posting, obviously I'm gonna plug it, but it's Debbie's Dead. Like, I don't know what, I mean, like, this isn't a fucking spelling bee. I think we all know how to spell Debbie's Dead. It's not a complicated username. Like, what the fuck? My Spotify is Jeff Wittig's Daughter. J-E-F-F-S W-I-T-T-E-K-S and then Daughter, which we all know how to spell. So it's J-E-F-F Jeff Wittex, W-I-T-T-E-K-S, Wittex, and Daughter. We all know how the fuck to spell Daughter. We're not retarded. But retarded is such a beautiful word. Like, you're so fucking retarded. Like, so there's my socials. But obviously, if I, like, am more active, they obviously, I'm gonna plug it. But there you have it, for those who didn't know. Why do you hate cheaters, and have you been cheated on? I hate cheaters because they're fucking cheaters. Like I said earlier about the thing of, like, we all have a conscience. Like, we're not dumb, bro. We all have a conscience. You can't let someone cheat on you and then take them back. I know I've never been cheated on. But, like, even if I've never been cheated on, it doesn't mean that I had to be cheated on for me to hate cheaters. It's like, why do y'all, like, why do y'all fuck with cheaters? The fuck? Ooh! Rate all your relationships. Like I said, I don't remember which episode this was, but I remember I once said that I have no exes. Like, I have no fucking exes, bruh. Don't listen to anyone claiming me as their ex, bruh. They liars, for real. But, we'll just rate my talking stages, because there's that. I still have a few of them numbers, and they still have mine, because there's no beef anyway, so let's rate some of these people. I don't even know how I'm gonna, like, rate them. I'll just say, like, their initials. Nah, I don't want to say the initials. Like, I want them to, like, if they ever listen to them, to know, like, oh shit, I think she's talking about me. I'm gonna say the first three letters of their, oh my god, what if I don't know what it is? I'm gonna say, like, a few letters of their name, so it's like, you know. Yeah, okay. So the one, and this is, like, throughout, like, my whole life, obviously, because I don't want me to say, like, 10 guys, and people are like, what the fuck, she's been with 10 guys, like, that's, 10 is not even, okay. These are, like, throughout the years of me. Obviously, I'm not gonna have, like, the number of someone that I talked to, like, 5 years ago, or, like, 2 years ago, but there are still some people that I still have, and we're just gonna rate the people that I still have, or I still remember. So if I don't remember you, then you clearly weren't that important. So the one, I don't know what his name is. I think his name is Jay. I don't know what his name is, but I think I have him saved as Sus. So, he's blocked, but I don't know. I know who he is, and, like, I still have his number. You know how Insta and, like, TikTok has, like, find your contacts, and it's, like, showing people in your contacts, like, username and shit. So he be popping up on my pages sometimes, and it's so annoying. Like, it's like, oh, find your friends on TikTok, and it's like shows, like, people from your contact list. Like, what the fuck, IG and TikTok? But I know who he is. Oh, is this your boss? Like, I just had, like, the most, like, random, like, idea, like, just shout his name out. Like, well, what am I gonna, like, I just want to, because I hate this guy, bro. I don't really hate him, but I regret, like, we didn't do anything, we didn't meet, but I just regret fucking with him. When I say fucking him, not, like, physically fucking him, like, fucking, like, you know, like, I regret, like, entertaining, that's the word we'll go for. So I'm gonna rate this a one being the worst. It wasn't. Okay, I'm gonna rate one. Fuck it. I fucking hated that shit. It was good in the moment. But it was shit. It was just dumb. We met back when I was doing YouTube, which is, like, around 2 years ago, and we basically met off him trying to, like, say, like, oh, let's support each other, blah 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 blah. And obviously that meant that he watched my videos, and then I guess he found me attracted to my videos, and then we got each other's numbers, yada yada yada. I don't even remember how half of the conversations went. Oh my god! Oh my fucking god! Bro! I have definitely spoken about this man before. You guys know that episode that I made where I was like, my teacher caught me, my teacher, like, saw my sixth messages, that one. This is the guy. This is the fucking guy, bro. Oh my god, I didn't even remember. This is the guy. The one that my teacher, like, caught me sexting. But he was, like, one of the first, like, guys that I, like, properly, like, spoke to for, like, a long time. Like, for, like, a month or so. I don't know how long we were talking for. This is, like, 2 years ago. But this is the guy, just in case you want to know. This other one, Oh shit, let me also, like, rate them looks wise. He's so fucking ugly, bro. A lot of the guys I talk to are just so ugly. I don't know why I mess with them, bro. And it's like, I just hate giving them the confidence too. This guy, like, okay, so, like I said, we met when we were trying to, like, promote each other's YouTube and shit. So when I had met him, I didn't know, like, who he was or, like, who he looked like. So he is, like, a, I don't even know, bro. Like, he's a dancer and, like, a choreographer. Those, like, people that, like, coordinate dances. What do you call them? I don't even fucking care. But because I didn't know, like, what he was, I remember he once, because we had each other's number saved so we could, like, see each other's statuses, and he posted a video of someone dancing. And now I'm thinking, like, he probably edited the video, or he probably, like, obviously, like, directed the dance or something. And now I responded, I remember this so well. I responded, I was like, mans can dance. And he's like, thanks. And I was like, okay. And I remember later finding out the guy that was dancing was him. And I didn't even know that. And I was like, what the fuck? This guy's so ugly. Like, I didn't know that was him dancing. That's why I said mans can dance. If I knew it was him, I would have been like, wow, you can dance. But I just said mans can dance because it's like, what else am I going to say? Wow, the video was edited properly. Like, I didn't know it was him. And I was like, damn, this guy's ugly. Anyways, gonna skip this one. Gonna skip this one. Gonna see. This is rough. I'm scrolling through my contacts. I don't want people to think like, oh, she has a long ass list of guys. I'm scrolling through my contacts. This one, the first three initials are TUM. I'm gonna rate him looks wise. Okay, he's like, looky ugly, because when we started talking, I had like, he's, because then it's like, his, okay, like I said, we still, like, we're not blocked, so, like, I've seen what he looks like recently. He's all right, like, he's not as bad, but when I first started talking to him, this thing was ugly, like, I don't know why, bro, why I keep talking to them, but he was just so, like, mid. He was like, I don't even know, because I remember, like, when I first saw a picture of him, I was like, okay, he's decent. And then I video called him, and he just looked, like, big. Like, I mean this in no disrespectful way possible. And I do not have a problem with anyone who's big or, like, overweight. But, like, I want to know beforehand. Like, he just was, like, he just looked, like, everything about him just looked bigger. Like, his face just looked bigger. His body looked bigger. And I just remember, like, on the video call, like, who the fuck is this? Like, is this the guy I've been talking to? I was just, oh, my God, bruh. Mm-mm. So, anyways, look-wise, I'm going to give him a -1. He's not that bad now, but I still wouldn't go for him. But he's not, none of these are relationships. These are, like, token stages, like I said. So, I'm going to give him, the token stage just revolved around nudes. To put it as simple as that, I hated it. Oh, my God, my mom caught me sending nudes. I should make that a story time. Hold on, let me write that down. See, like, this is a guy, like, my mom called me sending news with this guy. Let me write that down. What the fuck is supposed to send him? So, yeah, whoever asked that question, incoming episodes, that's the question. I mean, an episode I just thought about. I'll tell y'all the story of the time my mom called me sending news to that guy, by the way. But right to my -1, he was ugly as shit. The token stage was just shit too. This other one was like, also like ugly. I think the reason why I feel like they're ugly is because I don't get good pictures of them. Like, they send me pictures of them that is like, you don't see them properly. And then you see like a proper picture of them and it's like, who the fuck is this? Like, this is why it's like, when you're talking to someone, I've said this before on this podcast, I refer to them as indirect catfishes, because they send you a picture of them and that is what they look like, but it's like, you're not getting like a proper view of them, and it's like, who is this? Like, have you ever seen a picture of someone where it's like, it's the same person, but they look good in one picture and they look bad in another one? I swear to God, I know I'm not the only one who's gone through that. That's how it is with a lot of these people. That's why their ratings are like so low. But with this guy, same also applies. Like, he looks funky as hell. But yeah, that's that. I'm just gonna skip this guy. First initials is QH. I'm actually deleting this number because I don't know why the fuck I still have the number. So this guy approached me in the park that my brother goes to. The park, like, in our estate, we have a park. And for some reason, this guy decided to approach me in front of my brother, because I came to call my brother from the parks to come home, and he decided, you know, the best thing to do is approach this girl in front of her little brother, because obviously, you know, that's what people do now, you know, obviously, approach me in front of my fucking family. I think I've spoken about it before. Like, it's kind of like if someone approaches you in front of your mom or something, like, who are you? Like, why are you doing this to me? And it was so awkward because my brother's there looking at me, and he had like a group of friends there, and he's there looking at me. And I'm like, the fuck are you all looking at me for? Talk to this guy who's fucking hitting on me in front of everyone. Now I felt obligated to say yes because I'm not going to embarrass him in front of his friends. And then, yeah, we linked up. I mean, he's in my estate, so, I mean, it was so easy to link up. It's just like, come outside, I'm bored, come outside. And yeah, that was that. I rated, another thing is, he was so pushy. He was so pushy. Like, I remember we just started talking, and he's like, oh, so, give me a chance, no. And I was like, bro, listen to me. I will decide. Like, he wanted me to, like, he wanted us to start dating, like, so quick. And I was like, bro, why are you taking 5 steps? Like, take a step at a time. Like, there's no need to rush this shit. Bro wanted to do so much so quickly. It's just, bro, I have so many people's numbers in here that I do not want to talk to again. This is the second person I'm deleting now. But, yeah, I don't know what I rated him. Don't care. Next. Oh, wow. Sorry, I got distracted by something. Oh, my God. I should delete, like, half of these people's numbers, bro. What the fuck? Why do I still have, like, so many people's numbers? Oh my god. Okay, so this next one. You guys know there's an episode I made called An Embarrassing and Inappropriate Voice Note where I included a voice note that this guy I'm about to talk to sent me. So his first initials are KIN. And, you know, just a little. If you want to go look for the episode and listen to it, it's in the beginning of the episode. So just click the episode and you'll hear the voice note he sent me. It is so, like, this one also kind of, like, revolved around, like, sexual stuff and shit like that. I hated it. So, another thing is, I had a dream about this guy. It was so weird. Like, I had a dream that, like, I don't even know. Like, I was trying to explain the dream to myself when I woke up, and it just didn't make sense. Like, I had a dream that, like, I was in a classroom with a bunch of kids, and I was about to, like, teach, like, a group of kids. And the thing is, like, I was about to start, but, like, my shit just kept falling all over the place. Like let's say I want to, like, write on the board, then my marker would drop, and it's like, oh, my God, sorry, guys. And I'm, like, picking it up, and, like, my papers are, like, full. Like, I wanted to teach, but, like, my shit was just, like, all over the place, like, falling all over the place. And then the bell rang, and then there was this kid in the front who wanted me to teach them. And then I went to teach them, and then next thing I remember is I'm in a room full of teens, and there was someone that they wanted to go and see, And I was like, the fuck, like, what is this? And then a guy and two other people by his side. So in total, 3 people walk by the class. And then people are like, there he is. And they run after the guy. And then, so I'm going to give the guy that I'm talking about a code name because they said his name. And obviously, I'm not going to say his name. So his code name is going to be, Zim. So a girl was like, is that Zim? And it's like, the girl was like, if I knew Zim was, because, like, people, there was a person that they wanted to see, like, they were, like, so, like, crazy, like, oh, my God, they want to see, and the girl was like, is that Zim? She was basically saying, like, if I knew the person you guys wanted to see was Zim, I wouldn't have been excited, because I've talked to him before, and I was like, yeah, I've talked to him before. And I was so confused, like, what is Zim doing in my dream? Like, what the fuck? And he's walking by. And then now, I mean, like, everyone wanted to go see him, so everyone, like, runs out to go and see, like, what's happening. And I mean, like, I followed along. I didn't want to go and see him because, like, if I ever bumped into any of my talking stages, like, in real life, I wouldn't want to go and see. Like, I mean, if we see each other, then it's like, oh, there's no beef or anything, but it's like, that's awkward. Like, I didn't, like, we're not the best of friends. It's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. So I was just like, oh. Okay, I mean, I felt obligated to go because everyone was going. And then I don't even know how somehow it ended us with Zim and I walking down the road together. I don't even know, guys. I don't know. It, like, the basic was saying, like, Zim got into a fight. Zim is always fighting. Next thing. And then after Zim and I was walking down the road and Zim started walking quick. Like, we were walking together, and then, like, somehow he's just, like, just ahead of me. And, like, when I say ahead of me, like, there was a major gap between us. Like, he was ahead of me. And then the next thing I remember, I'm somehow next to him. But my dream makes no sense, I know. And then a car comes, and the car's, like, slowing. It's a bus, actually. A bus comes, and the bus is, like, slowing down. And this girl from my class comes out. And then this other guy comes out. And then Zim's like to me, yeah, you better go. And Zim is there, like, taking a gun out. And I'm just so confused. Like, what the fuck is happening? And then Zim and the guy that came out of the bus start shooting each other. And then the girl that I said was in my class and I, we start to run. And the thing is, at start, we didn't even know where to go. Because Zim is on the right and the other guy's on the left. So Zim is obviously shooting at the left. And the guy at the right is shooting at the... Wait, what? Zim is on the right and he's shooting towards the left because the guy's standing by the left. And the guy on the left is obviously shooting towards the right. So where do we run? And behind us is like a wall. So it's like, where do we fucking run? And I was just there like, oh my God. They're not even waiting for us to leave. And then I don't know how we somehow jumped over this tall ass wall. And the thing is, Zim was running where I was running. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're running towards me and a guy is aiming at you. You're going to get me shot. And I was... It makes no sense. I'm done telling the story. Story makes no sense at all. I was trying to make sense of it in the morning. But that's that. Yeah, I'm bored. Shit. Like, I don't know how to say this. I'm bored. There you have it. That was my little ratings of my relationships. Hope y'all fucked with it. I mean, not relationships, talking situations. Hope y'all fuck with it. If you didn't, that's on you, because I'm entertaining as fuck. It is Saturday, May 13th. Like I've said numerous times, I am trying to, like, speak up. I also wanted to say, I am in the kitchen. I don't know if you guys can, like, hear. I don't want to put the mic too close, but I'm pretty sure you can, like, hear shit. Oh my God. Like, the heat. I need to make sure the heat didn't, like, fuck up the audio. Okay, yeah, like, I don't know if you heard that, but you did hear it. I listened back, but I'm cooking noodles. Let me let you guys listen again, because the sound was pretty cool. I'm cooking noodles because noodles is the shit. But unlike the last time I cooked noodles, I want this one to be, like, more organized. I feel like the last one was just, like, all over the place and chaotic. This time I'm actually recording in the kitchen. The last time I was recording in the living room, and then I would, like, run up and down to check the noodles. Now I'm actually in the kitchen. So anyways, I've started editing the episode, you know, writing the description, the timestamps, and And I realized the episode is, like, up to, like, an hour and a few minutes. And I was like, okay, like, this episode, I can still record a little bit more, if you know what I'm saying. I'm actually enjoying, like, answering questions because I feel like I have, like, strong opinions on shit. So I feel like, you know, obviously, like, I want to speak on my opinions. So same with, like, advice. Like, once in a while, you know, we just have a chill episode. So let me answer some more fucking questions. What was I gonna say now? Oh shit, also, like, I'm in the kitchen, like I said, so, like, obviously from time to time I'm gonna, like, check the noodles, but I'm in the kitchen, so it doesn't matter. Next! I don't wanna cuss, but damn, it's on the tip of my tongue. How long are you supposed to wait after a breakup to start dating? So, Jude and I mean, like, we're gonna break up eventually, you know, because, oh, Jude moved. That's cool. So, I mean, we're still gonna talk, but you know. So, there's no specific time to, like, start doing it. You know, just, like, whenever you feel ready, really. Whenever you feel ready to start again. Whenever you feel like... I feel like another thing also is, like, don't start dating when, like, if you're still stuck on your ex, because it's not going to be fair to, like, the person you're dating. I mean, like, obviously your ex is forever going to be, like, a memory to you, but, like, don't you, like, talking to, like, someone new and you're still there, like, at the back of your head, like, oh, my ex would have texted me, oh, blah, 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 like, move on, okay, like, start dating again. Like, I don't know if you can hear, it's the noodles packet, in case you're wondering, but, like, start dating again when you're like ready to actually move on. And because it's not fair to like the next person you're dating. Like for me, I keep thinking, like, imagine if I was dating Jude. I mean, when I was dating him, if he told me that he's still stuck on his ex, or like he still loves his ex or something like that, like it would like make me be like, what the fuck, like, bro. So yeah, I don't think there's a specific time, but you know, that's that. Hold on, let me not let my fucking noodles burn. I used my mouth to open the... I have to, like... What's the word? I have to... What's the word? Narrate. I have to tell you guys what I'm doing, because you obviously cannot see, and you're just going to be hearing, like, random noise in the back. And I don't want you to think, like, the, like, a random shit or something like that. I don't know. Fucking... I don't know. Okay, I'm going to strain the water out, because I don't like when my noodles has... too much water. Okay, so also, like, I stopped recording, obviously. And also, like, my phone is 22% and the question's on my phone. So, like, at some point, I'm gonna stop recording. Because I don't want to, like, let my phone die. And it's, like, in the middle of the day. So, like, I don't really like using my phone when it's charging. So, it's, like, what am I gonna do? I can't even go to the mall because there's no electricity. So, when there's no electricity, there's, like, no power at the mall. So, like, what am I gonna do? You know? I tried to move the mic away because I feel like, I don't know if you can hear, and I'm like, oh fuck, that's disgusting. Anyways, I'm gonna answer a few more questions and then wrap this episode up because I'm gonna keep it cool, you know. Next question, this is making my nose run. Do you fall in love fast? And like, to be honest, when I saw this question, I was like, I'm gonna answer it because I don't. Like, it's really, I have only fallen in love once, and that's about it. Like, I don't even, I get bored easily. I think another reason that gets me bored and why I feel like June and I clicked is, with a lot of people, when you first start talking, it's just like, hey, how are you? Good and you? How's your day? Good and yours? Great. What are you doing? Like, you know, the typical boring conversations, and I feel like if I'm having a conversation with someone and our conversations is always like that, I'm gonna get bored. If today when I wake up it's, hey, how are you? I'm good and you? What are you doing? This, how'd you sleep? Nah. How are you? Like, just like boring, like stuff like that. I'm gonna get bored, and then I'm gonna delete your number. I most likely wouldn't have had it saved in the beginning so that I can just like delete it quickly. Yeah, so yeah, I'm saying this because I am texting people now, and I can see that. You know, I'm bored. I'm getting bored, like, quickly. But, yeah, you know, falling in love quick is not something to be proud of, because that means, like, anybody could come your way, and it's like, oh, I'm in love with this one. The next day, it's like, oh, I'm in love with this one. And it's like, next week, it's like, oh, I'm in love with someone else. And it's like, again, I remember in the relationships advice episode, I remember I was talking about a question, and when a person was like, something about saying I love you too quick, and I was like, if you're saying like you love everybody, or you say I love you to this one, you say I love you to that one, you take the value out of it. So falling in love quick is like not something to be proud of. What the fuck? I have got to answer this question. Have you ever caught your parents in a lie? This one I have to answer, because bro, my mom lies like it's her job. I'm not even trying to be rude or anything, but then, like, technically, you can't get mad at, you can't, like, I hate when I, like, stutter. You can't get mad at what I'm saying if it's the truth. It's like, if you're saying, like, oh, she's talking shit, but it's the truth. So it's like, talking shit doesn't always, like, when you're saying you're talking shit about someone, it doesn't always mean that what you're saying is true. It just means that you're talking smack. But if I'm telling the truth, then it's like, how are you mad at me for what I'm saying if it's the truth? Like, that it just doesn't make sense. Like, she gets mad at me sometimes when I say something she does. Or, like, maybe I'm like, why are you angry? And she's like, I'm not angry. And it's like, what the fuck? If you're angry, I will say you're angry. I will say it how it is. I don't know why you want me... You want to do A and you want me to say you're doing B. Like, I'm going to say it what it is. Like, I don't know why she gets mad. And when it comes to lying, she lies like it's a hobby. Like, she lies like she needs it to breathe. She lies like she's going to die if she doesn't. It just doesn't make sense to me. Because it's like, even if you tell the truth, like, what am I going to do? Like, cuss you out? Like, I'm not going to do anything. No one's going to do anything if you lie or tell the truth. So it's like, why are you lying? You'll say something that she did or something she said, and she won't even let you finish. She'll just say, no, I didn't do it. No, I didn't do it. And it's like, bro, can you, like, shut the fuck up and listen? Because, bro, when someone lies easily, it kind of, like, makes it be like, okay, so you're a liar. Because in some cases with lying, I feel like lying is not a good thing. But I feel like if you are lying to protect someone or to, you know, like a white lie, then it's not, like, justifying lying, but it's like, okay, that's a valid reason to lie. It's not saying that, you know, you should always be using that excuse when it comes to lying, but I feel like if someone lied to protect me, I wouldn't really be mad, because I was like, you did it out of kindness. But with her, I don't even know. She lies, like, bro, she lies about, like, shit that it's like, even if you told the truth, nothing would happen. Like, the lying isn't necessary. A lot of the time when people lie, it's because they're scared of the truth or, like, scared to admit the truth. But there's nothing wrong with admitting the truth in her case. Yes, she still lies. So, it's like, if someone lies for no reason, that's why, that's kind of, like, what the hell? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you lying for? In some cases, like, some people have valid reasons to lie. But with her, it's like, what was the reason? Like, you did not, like, again, even if it's, like, if I were to lie to her, it's like, oh, I'm scared of her reaction. What are you lying to me for? Like, what am I going to do? It just makes no sense. It makes no sense. Just, I don't even know. Oh my God. My noodles is done. The next question is, who is one relative you would cut off for 5 million right now? And I'm not gonna lie, this one's simple, my mom. Like, I'ma just do it. I could do it for free, I ain't gonna lie. I did that on purpose. I did not eat like that. But yeah, like, she's just a hater. I don't know why though. It's a crazy world we live in. But I don't know, like, I would. I mean, like, come on now. Just make it. We'll better everybody. We'll better everybody's lives. We'll make everybody's, like, a fuck off. I feel like this podcast is just like every new episode is just me becoming, like, less professional. Podcast was, like, never professional, but I just feel like I'm just going down instead of going up. What else did I say? The next question. What's the first thing you do when you wake up? I feel like everyone goes on their phone, like, literally. My phone is charging, like, next to me, so it's like, what else will I go and do? Even if you go and, like, exercise, or you go use the bathroom, or you will go on your phone. Don't fucking lie. Like, I'll go on my phone, check any notifications that I probably missed, go on IG. Another fun fact is I only view people's stories once a day, and that is in the mornings. The reason for that is because I don't want to go on someone's, you know, when you, like, click someone's story and then, like, they just posted it, like, 2 minutes ago or, like, 5 seconds ago. It's so embarrassing. It's so bad. Like, oh my day. And then sometimes, because, you know, IG, the time, like, up when they show the time next to the username, it's in gray. So sometimes I don't even notice it. And sometimes I'll be going through someone's story and then I look up at the time and it's like 2 minutes ago. And then the previous story was like 3 minutes ago. And I'm like, the stories I'm going through have been like, they were just posted and I'm going through them. Like, it just, I don't even know. I just hate it. So I like, I'm not even on IG like that. So yeah, when I wake up, that's like the first thing I do. Little fun fact about me. Next question, what's the worst way to die? I feel like the worst way to die is like by a slow death. I feel like the best way to die is like a quick death, maybe like a shot to the head or like a shot to the heart. Just like a quick death, you know? Because like dying slowly is like painful. Imagine or like you get stabbed or something, or like you get bitten by an animal and like slowly bleeding out. That's just gonna be painful. Like, oh, and you're just slowly dying. Oh my God. Or like getting tortured. That's probably, like, I know people who have like died because they were tortured so badly, and it's like, that means you are dying. Like, you died, you were Okay. Just, you know what? That's it. I'm fucking done with this episode. I'm done. Bro, noodles is just gonna do it for me every time. It's just the best meal. Like, I feel like you could buy me a box of noodles as a gift, and I would love you. Noodles is amazing. I love it. One day I'm gonna make my own noodles brand, because noodles is the shit. But anyways, you guys have reached the end of the episode. Hope you enjoyed another episode of Whatever's On with the host, nobody else, me. With that being said, subscribe. If not, nothing. I have nothing to say. It's really, I don't even, whatever. Like, yeah, go make yourself some noodles. Go do some crazy shit today. I'm sneaking out late in the night. I'm gonna stay with a friend for a week. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I wanna do. I'm gonna obviously record. So follow all my socials. This is the last episode before, because I'm going today. It's the last episode before, like, the next episode you get after this would either be while I'm not at home or after I come back. So follow my socials. Obviously, that's where I'm gonna post it. On my TikTok, probably gonna post it there. Stay tuned. I don't even know what to say. This outro is getting, like, really long. So I'm gonna keep eating my noodles and do me. Y'all keep doing you. And with that, I'm out. Peace and love.